Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a podcast series brought to you Monday through Friday. Today, we'll be hearing from Joel Magnus. He's a Christian Science practitioner from Vancouver, Washington.
Sometimes we learn later why something happened in a certain way. For me, one of those times came from an incident before I knew of Christian Science and how it makes practical our ability to live as children of God, capable of expressing only divine love. Freshman year of college, I partnered with a high school buddy to complete a project during the holiday break. Though we attended different schools, it would meet both our course requirements and would feature each of our knowledge and skills in different areas. Along the way, we hit some snags, and he said he needed a break. That was the last I ever heard from him. He disappeared, and I was never able to learn what happened. My only option was to get school approval for my parents to help me finish the project, but having none of my friends' skills, it was a high-pressure, harrowing experience. My folks were very upset for me about my friend's actions, and they were amazed that I had no resentment toward him, that I could forgive what seemed so unforgivable. But I just couldn't hate him, and still don't. Now I understand why. Christian Science has since taught me of my true identity as the spiritual likeness of divine love, which includes absolutely zero hate. I didn't know this truth back then, yet in that situation I naturally responded to my authentic, godlike selfhood. I felt an innate inability to hate. Recently, I've been praying to see that this is possible for those being impelled by anger and hate in America. Even if people don't know, like I didn't, that they're created by divine love without capacity to hate, they can still respond to their true spiritual nature and not be pulled down into hatred. Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered and founded Christian Science, often describes the pure spiritual facts of God's creation, the high ideal we strive to express. She writes, "Divine love knows no hate, for hate or the hater is nothing. God never made it, and He made all that was made." We all have the opportunity to express what God has made, the likeness of love.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, copyright 2020.